Yeah. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Home addresses of potential undocumented immigrants have been requested by the Department of Homeland Security from the Internal Revenue Service, a source is familiar with the matter to ABC News. An emergency summit of European and Western leaders is scheduled for Sunday in London, and the U.S. is not invited. This after the chaotic, acrimonious White House meeting and photo op Friday between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The Ukrainian leader got a warm welcome Saturday in London by a crowd and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The two signed a mutual security agreement.
Signed with you historic documents.
100-year agreement.
Yeah, we have only with you such documents.
An email offering up to a $25,000 lump sum payment to voluntarily quit or retire by Monday night has been sent to Department of Education employees, according to a source familiar. As promised, President Trump signs an order designating English as the official U.S. language. This is ABC News. The last surviving member of the glam and proto-punk band, the New York Dolls, is dead. David Johansen, who later performed as his campy, pompadoured alter ego, Buster Poindexter. Johansen was 75. It was revealed early this year that he had stage 4 cancer and a brain tumor. Johansen said his main goal was to inspire people. Claiming New York City has degenerated into empty storefronts, graffiti, and random violence, announcing on social media he is running for mayor, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Did I make mistakes? Some painfully? Definitely. And I believe I learned from them and that I am a better person for it. And I hope to show you that every day.
New York City crime stats show declines, some by double digits, in murder, robbery, grand larceny, auto theft. Cuomo resigned 4 years ago as New York's governor under a cloud of scandal that included sexual assault allegations. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and stay for the beer and the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip. Two from the Steepwater Band. This is Found. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Steepwater Band from Chicago, Illinois. That was Broken Spirit Blues. Found before that. I love the Steepwater Band, dude. They're one of my favorite bands from Chicago. They rock. Jeff was on the show a couple weeks ago. There's a podcast for that right now on the civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. page. They're going to be they're writing music right now, Rocker. They're trying to get a new album out sometime this summer, fall, somewhere in that area.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, and they're going on tour, too. They already did a couple shows. They were just in Madison a couple weeks ago at the Red Rooster. They're going to be in Philly in April, also going to be visiting Vermont and New York City. And a couple other events, too. You can just follow them on the socials and see where they're going.
They're a great band.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. It's great to have you on the air again, dude. It's been a fun night of radio.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's been fun.
Yeah. You've been doing your push-ups, eating your Wheaties.
Oh, yeah. Cardio, you know, the cardio rehab clinic over here at UW Health is just amazing. Yeah. And they have amazing people and great machines.
Yep. You're not getting in trouble from Alice or the doctors. You're doing the right things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Eating good. Exercising.
I need to do the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. We would love to hear from you. Terry Barr is going to pop in here in a little while. She has a great conversation with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares anniversary ball coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Excuse me, at the Sylvie. That's going to be a great show. Raising money to help the other musicians here in Madison, other artists who might need that help. Rocker, what's coming up on the show next week?
We're going to be talking to Soundcheck Entertainment's Michael Grassman. He's putting on a Battle of the Bands out there in Milwaukee that's happening over several weeks, over the next month. And we're going to find out all about the Battle of the Bands out in Milwaukee. And Terry Barr, she's going to be talking to Sam Ness next week, who's going to be playing at the Mama Cares 10th anniversary party.
And you can follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. Special shout out to Terry Barr, who manages our social media. She's hanging out, I believe, in Florida right now. She's in the Sunshine State.
She's always somewhere.
That's awesome.
She gets around.
So we had Rachel on earlier from the new venue, Loxley Live Music venue over on Verona Road. There's another new venue opening in Madison as well that I'm very excited about, too. The Atwood Music Hall. They just launched their music schedule this week, Rocker, on social media, and the buzz is pretty happy about it.
Wow. I mean, I thought it was pretty crazy. So their grand opening is going to be in June. And it looks like they're going to open with a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield with Mama Digdown's Brass Band and Funky JB's Rare Element. That is quite a lineup just alone. But the rest of June, I suggest you go look up the exact details and dates, but they're going to be hosting the Madison Area Music Awards. They are going to have the People Brothers Band, Ben Sidran, Tony Brown Band with Natty Nation, Rainer Maria, Disc, the Evil Twins.
It's a pretty amazing lineup.
Wait, Jimmy.
There was more.
A Spooner reunion.
I saw that.
That's with you know, the guys from Garbage, Butch Vig, and Duke.
Yeah. Wow. Another and you know, one cool thing about this, and I know Topher is going to be coming on the show on the 15th to talk about this, and we'll probably talk about the Rocker Jamboree and what's happening at the Burr Oak too.
Right.
But wow, what a great time for local music in Madison to have a couple new venues. Just, hello, we're here. We're accepting bands and fans.
And you know, it's this old brick building over on Winnebago, right? But they've totally redone the inside. It looks just absolutely stunning.
I forget I know Operation Head Start was there for a while. I don't know what was it, a bowling alley at some point back
Maybe.
In the day?
It sure looks like it could have been, Jimmy.
Because it has that round, roundish half moon.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Was it a bowling alley?
That could be.
Who knows?
We'd have to look at that history, Madison history group
on
Facebook.
Somebody's listening to the WMDX that lives in a sassy neighborhood. You know the answer to this. Was that a bowling alley? Can I have a beer, please? Let's see here. We got some music on the way from Automatic Lover. We'll do some Isaiah and the New People right now. They were on the show a couple weeks ago. They were awesome. Lahaina, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Yeah.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I see my troubles following me on down the river into the sea. I see but it's everywhere you go. Hiding in the shadows.
Maxine Pacific Media, we are local music. That is Listening Party and Bones. Before that, Automatic Lover with Helena. I think Automatic Lover is coming out with new music very soon. I Rocker, have you seen like a social media post from Yuval Lopez Rodriguez making new music on the I don't know, whatever software he's using, but it looks like they're mixing music, getting ready to release something, and they have a couple of big shows coming up too.
I hope so. And one of my favorite drummers, Joey B. Banks.
Yes, absolutely.
Joey's awesome. He's joined them now.
Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, we got Rob Roberts. Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes, having a great conversation with the mighty Robert J. We're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Care Ball. I think I misspoke earlier. I apologize, but the Mama Care's 10th annual anniversary ball is at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, March 30th, 3 to 8 p.m. You can get your tickets in advance. There is like a suggested donation, but we're raising money for the mamas, you know, hoping to raise money to help local musicians, local artists.
In their time of crisis.
That's right. Mama Cares. And we're so thankful for Robert J. for making it all go. Thank you so much for that. Anyway, Terry Barr will join us in just a couple of minutes with Robert J. It's coming up next here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. is sponsored by the Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
The music, the hair, the experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert, playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warrant, and the list goes on. Friday, March 4th. 14th at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
It just hit the fan. Canceling our activities. Remember to wash our hands. No school, no shows, no sports, no more basketball. We're marching in the madness. The saddest march of all. No elbow bumps, no fist bumps, just social distancing. Sanitizers and face packs, travel bans and quarantine. No work, no gigs, no tips, no checks, no basketball. Marching in the madness, saddest march of all. It's times like these we all just got to come together. Reach out and stay connected. Spare a couple rows. I'll leave them out on the front porch. Just drive by, grab them, and go.
A song of the year for musician Robert J. And Robert J. joins me right now. Thank you, Robert. Tell me about the song we just heard, The Saddest March of All.
That all came about because COVID hit. Just as, you know, March Madness was going to happen, and I'd like to follow the Badger basketball. And then they closed the tournament down. They closed everything down in the country, pretty much. I just said, well, this is kind of a sad March. It's a little slice of what happened in our life.
You recently had surgery on your hand, and of course, you're a guitar player. How's it mending?
It's mending. You know, it's going as good as can be. I've had to cancel some gigs, it's all right because I just want it to heal properly. Once middle of May hits, I've got 10 to 15 gigs a month already planned all through the summer. So I want to be healthy for that.
We are sending healing vibes your way. We can't wait to see you back out there playing for us.
Well, I want to ask you now
about Mama Cares. Now you are getting ready to lead off this big celebration, the 10th anniversary, and that's happening on March 30th. You are director of Mama Cares. And for people who don't know, it is part of the Madison Area Music Association. What pulled you in to get you involved in Mama Cares?
Well, this all started the Christmas of 2014. My son had a perfect Christmas, and then between Christmas and New Year's, he got very sick, and we couldn't figure out what it was. They hospitalized him, and they realized he had a golf ball size infection in his left temporal lobe and operated immediately. He was in the hospital for 17 days, and he almost didn't make it. From that, I missed a lot of work. My wife missed a lot of work, and we had insurance, but at the same time, there's a lot of out-of-pocket expenses going on. Good old Rick Toit, the co-founder and leader of the Mamas, and my good friend Chris Wagner from the Moon Gypsies threw a benefit for me at the High Noon, and over 350 people showed up. And from that, I just felt that it was necessary to pay it forward. So I recommended that we start a program called Mama Cares to help other musicians in need. My son's doing great now. He's survived. We're blessed to be in a city like Madison with world-class health care. Man, we're lucky to be here. If we weren't here, he might not have made it.
How did that feel to have all those people come out to help you, knowing that then obviously you wanted to turn it around and try to help somebody else?
It was a humbling experience, you know. I still get teared up about it. To have that kind of support, it's just incredible.
Can you share how Mama Cares has helped others? And I know a good chunk of money has been raised in the past.
We make our money by having these little fundraisers. So what we've done is raise money, and every cent we raise, we give away to help fellow musicians in need or their families if they're in a family crisis of some sort. We've raised and given out $109,000 so far. We help as we can. You know, we can never pay somebody's entire monetary problems, but we pitch in as we can. I'm proud that we've been able to help other musicians, because how many times we've all been to events or benefits for somebody in need, whether it's a musician or not, and who pitches in? The bands. We've all played for free. We've all played for the cause. And now we're asking for the community to come together and help us raise money so we can help other musicians.
Tell us who you have booked for this event.
Well, we have the incredible Sam Ness, fantastic singer-songwriter. He's going to open the show. And then the beautiful and talented Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be playing. And then the Jimmies will do a couple of sets. During that time, we might get a few guest jammers up to make it a little bit more festive. We're still looking for more donations of auction items or sponsorship. If somebody wanted to kick in a little money to help us with the event, we're looking for that. But we've got some good ones. Can I tell you about some of them?
Oh, I would love to hear it.
Well, Greg Ginter from Greg's Guitar Shop. I went in there the other day and he goes, "Yeah, I'd like to help. I'll give you a guitar." So he gave me a brand new Oscar Schmidt Washburn acoustic guitar. We've got other guitars that have been donated too by various people. We've got artwork. We've got the best and coolest, I think, so far is our good friend Butch Vig. He is donating some signed LPs. Other coolest part is a one-hour mentoring session via Zoom with Butch to talk everything music and recording. I thought that could be invaluable to somebody.
And of course, you know, he's from Viroqua, and still anytime he comes back home to Wisconsin, it seems he's always out and about and trying to help. Wow.
He's never, ever let go of his roots.
We are talking about this big 10th anniversary party, March 30th, High Noon Saloon in Madison. And you know, people will really like this too, because it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it goes 3 to 8. It should be a really nice time. We've had great fun with the auctions and things in the past.
Well, I wish you the best with Mama Cares. And one more time, this is Mama Cares, March 30th, High Noon Saloon in Madison. Starts at 3, runs through 8. And remind us again, Robert J., who's playing this particular day?
Okay, that's Sam Ness, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, and the one and only Jimmy's.
If you hear those names all put together, I think it's going to be a packed house.
I think it's going to be a fun time. Let's fill up the coffers so we can help each other when needed.
Before I let you go, we're going to end with another one of your award-winning songs. Tell us about this one, A Beautiful Blur.
I got that idea just because it seems like life is going by so fast. It's like a blur. We have our ups and downs, and we all have. You know, it's a blur, and we just got to celebrate that and enjoy it while we can. Find the goodness in everything and try to hold on to that.
Speaking of celebrating, congratulations on your newest grandbaby.
Oh, thank you.
As we end this, here is his gorgeous song, A Beautiful Blur. Thank you, Robert J.
Thank you, Terry Barr.
I'm staring down the headlights that shine me on this road, reliving all my past lives, wondering how many more to go. I'm in the middle of the road. Middle of the road. I'm counting my blessings that I've made it this far. I caught myself confessing to the dashboard of my car. I'm in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road. It's a beautiful blur.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
heart get broken by some other Mr. So-and-so. You never find nobody love you like this man. Just like a little schoolboy, I'll smile and hold your hand. Just like a car crash about to happen, I guess that's me and you. Never have to worry, beg or plead. If you love me, baby, I'll give you everything you need. I'm just a fool, and I don't know how to act. And if all this calmed down, I would still take you back. Brand new friend. Now you can't look you halfway like I can. Let's pick up all the pieces. Try love one more time.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Concrete maze, all alone in the concrete. concrete maze. All alone in a concrete maze. All alone in a concrete maze.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Home addresses of potential undocumented immigrants held by the IRS have been requested by the Department of Homeland Security, say sources familiar with the matter to ABC News. The tax agency is in discussions on how to do it without violating tax privacy laws. An emergency summit of a European and Western leaders scheduled for Sunday in London. Uncle Sam not invited. This after the heated Trump-Zelensky argument at the White House Friday. Ukrainian leader got a warm welcome Saturday in London by a crowd and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The two signed a mutual security agreement.
Signed with you historic document.
100-year agreement.
Yeah, we have only with you such documents.
As promised, President Trump has signed an executive order that designates English as the official language of the U.S., but the order gives agencies flexibility to decide how and when to offer services in other languages and lets them keep current multi-language policies. This is ABC News.